Good morning. It's 18 minutes after 8 o'clock. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Joining me in the studio this morning to talk about eye injury prevention are Patrick Williams and Elizabeth Sutton. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Sitka.
Yeah. You were waiting to say that.
I was waiting to say that. It's Monday. Yeah.
Lots of energy.
Let's get going. Patrick, you are involved in health programs at the hospital, and Elizabeth, you're a hospital safety
coordinator.
Uh-huh. And we were talking a little bit about eye injury prevention, and everything that you have thrown at me before we went on the air has kind of startled.
Yeah, staggering statistics. It's just a, well, to begin with, we have an injury prevention program at the hospital, and we go by CDC guidelines. So when I was designing the program to begin with, I looked at the top 12, because each month we're going to focus on a different thing. I looked at the top 12 issues we have as a nation, and because eye injury prevention was on the CDC's website as one of their guidelines to follow, I picked that one. And another staggering statistic to bring up, in Sitka, our injury rate is higher than the state average. So that's a reason for the program and why we picked eye injury prevention. And that's why I brought this amazing lady along, Elizabeth Sutton. She's safety at the hospital, and she knows a lot about eye safety and how to prevent it. And it's just great to have her here.
So I want to back up a minute.
Yeah.
You said Sitka is higher than the state average.
Higher than the state average.
And it hasn't always been that way. I mean, we have jumped to the lead.
It's extremely interesting. I think it has a lot to do with construction here and fishing, and just it's staggering. I looked at it this year, and where we got those numbers from is county health rankings. It's kind of our report card as a city, and I looked at it. I just could not believe it. But 3 or 4 years ago, we were about equal with the state. But since, I think construction has picked up and we have a lot more people in town, we've kind of jumped those numbers a little bit.
Okay, you're seeing a lot of people in the hospital, Elizabeth, with eye injuries?
I wouldn't know specifically,
right?
But if we're seeing folks, because I don't know why we see them. But I do know that we do get a lot of injuries.
Mm-hmm.
The ER is quite busy. It's injuries. And I work in the prevention side with my staff and try to really encourage them to think, protect your eyes. They're fragile, they're precious, and they're very sensitive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for as precious as they are, I wonder if there is a sense of being just a little cavalier about taking care of them or thinking, it's not going to happen to me or whatever. But what are the most sort of common injuries? Patrick, you were saying there are like 2,000 people a day.
Yeah, 2,000 people a day that have an eye injury.
Nationwide
in the United States. And about one-third of those visit the ER or hospital because of those injuries. And that's usually a lost day of work right there. But it's like a lot of the things that happen to the eyes in regards to wood chips hitting them, dust, cement chips, things like that, hitting the eyes, and abrasions are another thing. But also chemicals. And, I find a lot of people, you read about it, that they're not wearing their safety glasses when they're in those types of environments, when they're cutting the lawn or doing something like that.
Well, I think we're going faster and faster as a society, and there's so many distractions. And I think that's where that cavalier attitude is it's kind of rapid, and we don't take that time. And I was weed whacking. That's something that everybody does. And I got a pretty good size, thumb-sized rock right on my forehead one time. It really pinged me. And, of course, it hurt, but it really made me realize, boy, 1 inch lower, that would have been in the eye, and I would have been in the ER. So I wear my safety glasses weed whacking all the time. You never know what you're going to hit. That's to tell you the truth, so many people weed whack around here, and I really recommend that. And depending on what you're working with, if I'm for moms out there and homemakers, it could be men also, I guess. But if I'm working with some nasty chemicals in the bathroom, I know I'm trying to ease away from those, but once in a rare while, I do use them, and I will wear not only eye protection, but I will wear a mask also to protect me from those chemicals. Because once you go there, once you have that chemical in your eye, it's going to be a long process to get it out. And eye wash, 15 minutes of rinsing your mm-hmm. eyes is the recommended treatment for any kind of chemicals or solutions in your eye, and also never rubbing it, especially if you have a foreign object in there. Never, never rub your eyes. Go to see your doctor immediately.
Wow. And we were saying before we went on the air that it's not like safety glasses make you feel like you're back in seventh grade wood shop anymore. They've kind of come a long way. We're not exactly at the fashion safety eyewear stage, but it's getting better.
Almost. They're almost. And I actually got my teenagers to wear them out ATV riding because not all the helmets had visors. And, well, it was be miserable or wear. And they wore them. And also, correct, they're lighter. They're different kinds for different tasks. And they work well. And I tell you what, it doesn't take but a minute to have it there. Have it there ready to go. And my housekeepers, I bring these varieties, and they'll pick, oh, I want that one, I want that one, I want that one. And because we work with chemicals, and I do encourage them when you're working with a concentrated chemical especially to just put them on for a few minutes.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, you look at, you can go to the store, a lot of sunglasses are safety glasses also. So, you know, if you feel like these safety glasses are not, you know, great looking, you don't want to wear them around public, get a pair of sunglasses to protect your eyes. You know, there's plenty of ways out there to just, you know, stick them on and just go for it. So
I wondered kind of what you wanted to the takeaway message today. You want people to just stop and think about their eyes in a variety of circumstances.
Definitely, you know,
mainly take the time to think about it.
Yeah, just, you know, take a minute, take a breather before you start an activity like weed whacking, for example, like Elizabeth brought up, and, you know, put the safety glasses on, do the prevention side of healthcare, and just, you know, think about what it'll do to you if, you know, if a rock did come up and hit your eye, you did not have those safety glasses on. So just think a minute, you know, put the glasses on, think about what you're doing before you do it. If you're working with chemicals, make sure you wear the mask. Make sure you wear those safety glasses and just, you know, be cautious and do the prevention side of healthcare before, you know, you have to visit the ER or something like that.
And you're showing the right behavior to your kids.
Yeah, definitely modeling. This comes a long way. You know, same thing could go for bike helmets, anything like that. Just make sure your kids see you doing the right thing and preventing it before anything bad happens.
Yeah, and it's just, I guess it's just a matter of forming the habit. It sounds like you've kind of developed the habit around your workplace and you've started to do it around the home. And it's just a matter of, I think, pausing and thinking. I was out at the shooting range on Saturday and I was kind of surprised. I was the only guy in safety glasses. And I remember when I took my hunter safety class an eon ago, they really emphasized that. But somehow it seems like, you know, we've almost kind of gotten away from it a little bit. That, you know, we necessarily shouldn't be so trusting of our equipment and the chemicals that we're exposed to in our daily lives. So
yeah, just don't let it slip and, you know, prevent it. But if it does happen, like Elizabeth says, rinse your eyes for 15 minutes and make sure you do visit the ER at Sitka Community Hospital and we'll fix you up and make sure everything's good to go.
All right. Patrick Williams is involved in health programming at Sitka Community Hospital. Elizabeth Sutton is a hospital safety coordinator. And you guys are here. We've been talking about it's Injury Prevention Month, and today's topic is eye injuries and how to prevent them. Thanks so much for coming in.
Yeah, thanks for letting us be here. Yeah.